Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director, and with me today I have international trainer and speaker Vince Vigneri. Vince, good morning.
Well, hello, Brandon. How's it going?
Yeah, I cannot complain today. Beautiful out there, and we're just doing great things here at BNI Heartland.
I agree. We're going to keep it going this morning. What are we going to talk about?
So what we're going to talk about today is the value of a membership. And there's many working pieces that go into the value of a membership. And I think one thing that we've talked about, not necessarily in a podcast in the past, is the 90-minute BNI-er, right? I go to the meetings, I'm all gung-ho while I'm there, I'm full into it for that 90 minutes, but the second that I leave my meeting, bleh, nothing really happens. And I think some of the more successful results in BNI play more into that synergy of what you do within the meeting and then what you do beyond the meeting. So I think we want to touch on a couple of those points and how they can work together. So Vince, kick us off.
Well, I totally agree with what you just said, Brandon. The key, I think, component is that BNI and a BNI membership specifically is really more than just a meeting. It's more than that 90 minutes. And it starts with the people that are part of the chapter, part of the meeting, part of the event. They become your team, your sales and marketing team specifically. And both you for them and them for you are constantly in action and in motion working for you if everybody's on the same page. And, you know, that kind of goes in hand with our Power of One report that is a visual depiction of a member's engagement. But that's not what today's podcast is about. Mm-hmm. Today's podcast is more about really what there is both inside and outside the meeting that is part of a BNI membership. So I mentioned it starts with the team, and beyond the team, it's the structure that is a really important piece. You know, you can go to networking event after networking event, week after week, day after day, month after month, and, you know, it's one of those where you kind of are throwing a bunch of stuff and hoping something sticks. Mm-hmm. But BNI, and my point here is the structure of BNI specifically, inside and outside the meeting, is what makes BNI successful. So you've got the structured environment that is there for one reason. And it really makes me reference back to our mission statement. One of the first words of our mission statement is the word help. Yes, it's a four-letter word, H-E-L-P, help. But when you think about it, the overarching goal of BNI from a global standpoint, from BNI from our regional standpoint, from BNI from a leadership standpoint, and even BNI as a member, you are there to help one another specifically grow your business.
And I've been using a lot the term, we create an environment where we pass and we close referrals. And I think in a lot of networking events, and I use quotes, I know you can't see that, that environment doesn't exist. They're very important when you're getting exposure for your business and for your chapter to go to these events, but that environment isn't always the accountability that you're going to get within the structure of a meeting in a BNI meeting.
Well, and I think you've heard me say before, Brandon, where, you know, networking can be defined so much differently by each individual in the room. And I always joke, if I have 50 people in the room, I'm going to get 100 different responses if I ask them to define networking. And I think that's part of the problem, but the solution is realizing that BNI isn't your average or traditional networking event. Now, BNI, Business Network International, the word is in there in the middle,
right?
But it's in there because it's more about your personal network and the people that you know, maybe through the other things that you do. But in BNI, the B is first, business. And it's your business, it's growing your business, it's helping each other grow theirs. There's that word again, help. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when you think about BNI, it's the structure that's there that helps people pass referrals, not just about building contact base, because that's more of what some of your open contact networking and even your service and affinity groups are there. It's mm-hmm. to get contacts and build relationships. Well, BNI takes that to the next level. So I really believe that the difference, if you will, between a typical networking event and a BNI meeting, inside and outside the meeting, a BNI, it could be a one-to-one meeting.
Sure.
A BNI meeting is that structure that's there to help you, there's that word again, grow your business through referrals. So when you think about it, you know, you get the opportunity to meet with these people every single week. And at the end of the day, that purpose is to keep your business top of mind. But that's not all it is. In your meeting, it's like a sales meeting for your company every week. Now, it happens that everybody in the chapter is having their own business sales meeting every single week during that time. And the goal is, of course, to pass referrals, helping them grow their business. But the other piece of it is the tracking. And, you know, with the BNI app now, we're able to track the moment we're sitting here together, or the moment we leave and something comes across our desk. But we're really able to sit down face-to-face, elbow-to-elbow, and discuss those things at our meeting. Mm-hmm. So our meeting becomes a sales meeting to track results from the last week or 2 weeks or month or maybe year, but also that training that happens there, training us while our businesses are top of mind to go out with this sales team that we're meeting with every week and find each other referrals. Actually finding referrals and using the structure to benefit. And, you know, in the meeting, part of that structure is the opportunity during the weekly presentation, up to about 60 seconds, to train us about your business. And then one person with the feature presentation, up to 10 minutes, to go more in depth. So when you think about, you know, let's just say the average person speaks feature presentation 1 to 1.5 times a year. For simple math, we'll do one time.
Okay.
And they have a 35 member chapter, so they're speaking, you know, 60 seconds every single week.
Okay.
And there's probably a couple weeks off because of holidays. They're essentially getting 1 hour a year to train their sales force.
You're so good with numbers. I never put the numbers together like that, but that's easy math.
No, it's easy math. 50 meetings, 1 minute, that's 50 minutes, and one 10-minute feature presentation. 50 and 10, 60. With me?
Yeah, no, I can safely say there are some members out there that might say, gosh, it feels like a lot less. And then there's probably some members out there that will probably say, gosh, it feels like so much more than that. But that really is about what you get.
Yeah, and so start doing, you know, some of the math and the value, and you know, our average seat right now is worth about $30,000.
Awesome.
So you're getting an hour to train your team, but you're also meeting with them for 90 minutes a week. So they're seeing you. There's a huge power in visibility.
Yes.
Now, during that training, you obviously gain credibility, or you should be gaining credibility, and hopefully becoming profitable. But when you think about all those different pieces, it's also what happens outside the meeting that's part of the structure and really the importance of BNI and the value of BNI. You should be doing one-to-ones. You should be, well, hopefully you're listening to this podcast, so you're getting a chapter education unit or a CEU.
Yep.
There are other podcasts available, like the BNI podcast, bnipodcast.com. We also reference the Power of One podcast, which is bnipowerofone.com. Beyond that, there's blogs like SuccessNet, our blog at BNI Heartland. There's other opportunities. You have one-to-ones with your chapter members, but you also have an opportunity to have a coaching session with directors. And that means your area director, your senior area director, your executive director. But here's the key. It's upon request. You should seek them out and ask them for help or guidance or clarification if that's what you need, whatever it is. And of course, if you're on leadership team, you know, there's leadership training, there's advanced leadership training, there's online training, countless hours. Do the math, Brandon. Well, okay, never mind. But let's do the math for a minute.
Okay.
There's 210,000 BNI members right now. There's 8,000 chapters worldwide.
Okay.
Let's assume that half of those 200,000 members go through some sort of formal leadership training during the year.
100,000.
Simple math, 100,000. All right, yes. Are you with me? And let's say they all go through 4 hours of training for their position. That's 400,000 man hours on education, Brandon, just for the leadership team.
Yeah.
200,000 members going through member success program at 3 hours.
Yep.
That's another 600. We are now at 1 million man hours of education. Oh, and every single week, 8,000 chapters having a 3 to 5 minute, I won't ask you to do that math.
Thank you.
3 to 5 minute chapter education for all 200,000 members. That's a big number.
Yeah.
That is a lot of education that goes on in BNI and was developed by BNI, BNI members, BNI directors, BNI's founder, Ivan Meisner. I mean, there's countless man hours in education that I think gets overlooked when you start talking about the value of a BNI membership. People think about the 90-minute meeting, and you kind of referenced that at the beginning. There's members out there that show up for 90 minutes, and they remember BNI next week when it's time for that 90 minutes to start. Now, I think there's some power in getting one-to-one scheduled with those people because they may be really good BNI members. They may be passing a lot of business, but I bet they could pass even more. I bet every single member listening to this podcast could pass just a little bit more business by getting to know one person a little bit better in their chapter, doing just one one-to-one, or listening to one additional podcast, like maybe podcast, I think it's 308, BNI podcast 308, that is about your BNI membership and maximizing the overall chapter member benefits. Mm. That's on the BNI podcast, BNIpodcast.com. I believe it's number 308. It is about, bear with me for just 1 second, it's member success. It's actually about putting together member success. And maybe that's something that we could come back and talk about again.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll do that. But I want to leave with just a couple of other things. You know, I've been part of BNI since, 1998.
Jeez.
1998 was when I first visited a BNI meeting. I became a member, and I still remember to this day, I was fairly shy, but there were other members in the chapter that were like stand out more shy than I was. And some of those people are still members today.
I know a few that you're referencing actually.
And they're not shy anymore.
Nope.
So when you start thinking about the value of a BNI membership, you know, we've talked about a lot of BNI things, but let's also think about what else you get. You get to present every single week, even if it's for just a minute. It breaks down those barriers and walls of being shy or afraid or just cautious even about it. So you become a better presenter. You become a better speaker because you're doing that. Now, we're not Toastmasters.
No.
However, we do help you because you're doing it every single week. Even if it's just for 30 to 60 seconds. You're doing it every single week. So you improve your speaking skills, you improve your presentation skills. Of course, you have access to, 20 books, I believe, that Ivan has authored or co-authored now, maybe give or take one or two more.
Right.
Of course, Member Success Program. And this isn't a commercial about Member Success Program. However, for those of you who haven't been through Member Success Program in the last couple of years, or dare I say longer than that for some of our members that have been around 15, 10, 20 years, go back through. Go back through with a new member and sit there, face-to-face, elbow-to-elbow with them, mm-hmm. as if it's a one-to-one, but see what they're getting out of it. You might surprise yourself and get something out of it yourself. And I think my last point would be leadership training. Leadership training is an opportunity for every member to brush up on the skills that their overall chapter leadership has. Come to the visitor host training. Come check it out. And I realize by the time this gets loaded, it might be past that, but talk to your area director, talk to your leadership team about visitor host training, because I guarantee you we can get that training to you. Mm-hmm. We are willing to help you, help your chapter There's that word again, Brandon. It comes up all the time. Our mission is to help members increase their business using the structure, building relationships, but it's to help. And I hope that whoever is listening out there today has received some sort of benefit and realization that the value of BNI is so much more than just that 90-minute meeting. Brandon, you want to take us away today? You got anything to add?
I do. I've got one little thing, because time-wise, but one thing on the training, and I think you really showed a lot of the training, but all leadership team roles and support roles also have an online training that they have the opportunity to go through prior to their face-to-face training. So I think that's another aspect of innovation, tradition plus innovation. We want to get the information to you, kind of like if you get a job, and I'm just saying, you know, a waiting position, and you wait tables a couple days just shadowing, and then you go through the training. You know more of what you're learning because you've been a little hands-on before that, and I think that's what gives you the opportunity with the online training and then the face-to-face training and the continuing training is we don't just open a book and start reading to you. We really put time and effort into the visual learning side. We try to make them fun and interactive with a little kinesthetic side. And then, of course, Vince is international trainer. I like to pride myself on the training tactics that I've been able to learn through BNI. But we make them fun. We make it enjoyable to learn, but still the education side. So,
well, on that note, Brandon, even these podcasts, I mean, we get comments all the time about people can see how or hear how much fun we have doing them.
Yes.
That's not staged. I mean, it's just what happens when we get together and start talking about topics that we have passion about and around. And obviously 19 plus years in BNI myself, I have a little bit of passion. I have a little bit of energy about it. And at the end of the day, I think it all goes back to my upbringing. Before I was even in BNI, Giver's Gain was something in high school and college that was instilled upon me. And you can't see me, but I'm pointing backwards because it feels like it was so long ago. But at the end of the day, that's where BNI, I think, started for me, even before I was in a BNI chapter. I didn't know what it was at that point.
Right.
Now I do, obviously.
Yep. Putting into words. Well, for our listeners and our members, I want to remind you that these podcasts are meant for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I can tell that you had passion for this one, and I know when we were kind of putting it together to record, I didn't have a lot going into it, but you did a fantastic job showing us more of just that 90-minute meeting and what BNI really means as far as the membership goes. So, I look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.